This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
You said in a speech today you're afraid this election is going to be rigged.
I've been hearing about it for a long time, and I hope the Republicans get out there and watch very closely.
This new poll is showing a big convention bounce for Hillary Clinton.
Following her nomination at the Democratic National Convention, Hillary Clinton now leads it. Donald Trump, 50% to 42%. That's a 7-point jump from last week.
You see, he's supposed to just sit there and let them steal it, but he didn't sit there, so they failed. And they think they're going to have another stolen general election in front of everybody at high noon, and we're just going to sit here and go along with it. We're not. I'm going to fight it. Trump's going to fight it. You're going
to
fight it.
Bob Mulholland from Chico, California. I'm a DNC member. That's a superdelegate to the National Convention.
First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest.
And the way we work is that anybody who gets 15% more in election gets delegates. So this election will go all the way to California. Sanders will end up with well over 1,000 delegates, and Hillary will get the nomination.
Hillary Clinton.
What Debbie said from the start.
Hillary Clinton has had every advantage, every break given to her from the very beginning by this Democratic Party. It has been rigged.
It is clearly the case that when given truth serum, Debbie Wasserman Schultz vastly prefers Hillary Clinton to be the nominee, obviously, and to the extent there are things that can be done institutionally and marginally to facilitate that outcome, they are being done.
If Hillary steals the nomination and then she openly is engaged in chicanery and things don't add up with Trump, you have to say it must be thrown out.
The political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
Then why about holding the primaries?
That's a very good question.
WikiLeaks has dumped nearly 20,000 hacked emails from the DNC.
We're talking about the report of leaked DNC emails showing an effort to undermine Bernie Sanders during the primaries.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you.
When did the press see it as their role to protect the prerogative of the powerful? Actually, I think that's part of it.
And we're not going to recognize Queen Hillary if there's evidence of fraud. And guess what there is? She stole the nomination.
I want to thank Bernie Sanders.
If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil.
The media has created the perception that the voters will decide the nomination, and that's the concept. That's the conflict here.
We feel like we live in a democratic society. What you're telling me is it's not a democratic society, and your votes don't necessarily matter because it's a democratic representation.
Crooked Hillary thinks they're going to pull it in on Mitt Romney. Lady, isn't going to happen. That's why her campaign head, her chief strategist, said, this is dangerous what Trump's doing. You're right, it is dangerous, isn't it? Actually standing up to you.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And I'm telling you, November 8th, we better be careful because that election is going to be rigged.
Yes. I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president.
And I hope the Republicans are watching closely or it's going to be taken away from us.
You're going to be hearing a lot more about this, ladies and gentlemen, because Donald Trump's not going to let you be robbed, myself be robbed, or him be robbed or his family.
There has to come a point at which you say, enough.
Okay, and that's how they're going to steal the election. And you know, the interesting thing I think about this is the fact that Donald Trump isn't going to sit quietly by and allow this to happen. He's already saying they're going to rig the election. We've seen how they tried to rig the election throughout the process. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can rig election. We're going to talk about it when we come back in detail. But already when he comes out and says, hey, I'm afraid the election is going to be rigged. Well, CNN comes back and says, even for a reflexive conspiracy theorist, that's what they always say when they don't have a genuine comeback. They just dismiss it as a conspiracy theorist. For a reflexive conspiracy theorist like Trump, even this is pathetic. It's dangerous as well. That's what they tweet out. So we're going to tell you why he is not a conspiracy theorist. There are people who are conspiring to rig the election, to rig the voting machines. Do you remember 2000? Do you remember, have you not learned anything? And we're going to talk about how this has happened internationally. And we're going to give you examples of how they do it when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Last hour, I'm David Knight here in the Austin studios. Last week, I was at the DNC in Philadelphia. And I remember how excited the Wall Street publications were that Hillary Clinton had picked Kaine as her VP. They were saying a lot of Wall Street executives are now traveling to Philly because this is the real deal. Now, Hillary has been out on the campaign trail after the DNC. And I want to play for you how she was received by some of the people in the crowd. Here's that clip. Got that clip.
Who's gotten a lot of attention and who, you know, has a very novel way of running for president, because he doesn't tell you what he's going to do. But slowly it is becoming clear.
Those people are chanting. If you couldn't make out what they were chanting, they're saying Wall Street has bought her. We know exactly what Hillary Clinton is going to do. It's one of the things Julian Assange said. He said, you know, Trump is totally unpredictable as far as he's concerned. I think he is predictable on things like trade. And some of the Democrats that I talked to were very surprised when they found out that Donald Trump was taking out ads against NAFTA and many of these other globalist trade deals that were bad deals for the United States. Just as Ross Perot pointed it out, he was taking out ads at his own expense, spending $100,000 30, 35 years ago to tell people what a bad deal these trade deals were. He's been consistent on that for decades. So I think we do know what he's going to do when it comes to the trade deals. He is unpredictable on some other things. But as Julian Assange pointed out, Hillary Clinton is absolutely predictable. We know that she hates free speech. We know that she hates freedom of the press. We know that she's going to go to war. We know that she is owned by Wall Street, by Goldman Sachs, by foreign governments, by the Saudis who funded 20% of her campaign, they bragged. And so, yeah, Wall Street has bought her. Now, somebody else that they bought is Paul Ryan. And I just read to you in the last hour how when he went to the Coke donor event, about 400 big bucks people, they were cheering him left and right. Okay, they loved what he had to say. And his strategy is going to be different, according to The Hill. Unlike Eric Cantor, who was really the number two, remember, he was the number two in the Republican Party, and he lost his primary battle. And they say, unlike Cantor, who ran a spate of negative TV ads against his opponent, Ryan hasn't directly engaged with Paul Nehlen in media interviews, nor in campaign ads. So he completely ignores him, pretends he doesn't exist, doesn't take out any negative ads against him because he doesn't want anybody to know that he's even got anybody running against him. What does he do instead, okay? His TV ads are touting the bond that he shares with his mother. Mother and apple pie, it's morning in America, and you spell that with a U, okay? Because you look at what Paul Ryan has done to America, and it is mourning with a U, if you understand what he has done to our country. They say he touts the bond that he shares with his mother and his positive election year agenda dubbed a better way. It's not a better way. It's the way that he's been doing ever since he got into Congress. He has been an open border guy ever since he got in Congress. He has been for globalist trade deals ever since he got in Congress. He doesn't have a better way. He's got the same way that he has offered us his entire time. And then one of the people here who's a GOP strategist says, you don't want to build up Nehlen's name ID because most of his constituents don't know who he is. You know what? I don't think a lot of constituents know who Paul Ryan is either. But Paul Nehlen, his opponent, does. And this story from Breitbart, he called Paul Ryano a soulless globalist. He said he's a conservative. He says Paul Ryan says that he's a conservative from the conservative wing of the Republican Party, but he's not. He's a soulless globalist from the Democrat wing of the Uni Party. You understand that? The Democrats and the Republicans at the top. There is no difference between Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi on these issues of national sovereignty, on the borders, on the trade deals. There's no difference between them. None whatsoever. And on the issues that there is a difference, his challenger, his Republican challenger, is on the right side of those issues. Why would you vote for Paul Ryan? And if you are a Democrat in an area where you've got an open primary, send the message to the globalists, defeat this guy like they did Eric Cantor. And this is what Nehlen said. He said, can you name me the last time that Paul Ryan worked as hard for Wisconsin as he has for corporate America? I can't. I can't think of one time. He called him an open borders politician. He said Paul Ryan was grown in a Petri dish in D.C. He is absolutely an open borders guy through and through. You have to understand that's the situation there. And those people who are chanting Wall Street has bought her, you have an opportunity, and it's the only way it's going to happen, is if Republicans stand together with independents, with Democrats, to shut down these globalists. Okay? You've got the people like Mark Levin out there saying, oh, this is horrible. You know, these people are populist. Well, you know what? Mark Levin is one of these neocon globalists who is not only with her, he's with war, okay? These people tout war at every chance. And they also want to go through and rewrite the Constitution, the Constitutional Convention. Do you really trust these criminals like Hillary Clinton and Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi? Do you really trust those people, the same people that are the superdelegates? Do you trust them to rewrite the Constitution? No. We don't have a problem with the Constitution. We have a problem with lawless politicians who believe they are above the law, like Hillary Clinton. So we have laws against criminal actions. We have laws against corruption. We have laws against most of what the federal government does. We have a failure to, what we have here is a failure not to communicate, but a failure to do what the Constitution says. And it isn't going to change anything if you have the criminals who are violating, openly violating the law and getting away with it. If you have those same criminals rewrite the Constitution, no, then they're just going to give themselves another way to escape punishment. Let's talk about the next election, because in the last couple of days, Donald Trump understands that Crooked Hillary is going to be pulling some levers on this election. On Tuesday, he went on the O'Reilly Factory and said, well, I'm looking at all these decisions that are coming down from the standpoint of voter ID and voter identification. What's he talking about? I think he's talking about this Supreme Court decision that came out on Monday in North Carolina. We'll tell you about that in a moment. And he says, I'm saying, what do you mean you don't have to have a voter ID to go in and vote? It's a little bit scary. I've heard a lot of bad things. He said the whole thing with voter identification, I think, is really, I mean, people are going to walk in. They're going to vote 10 times, maybe. Who knows? They're going to vote 10 times. Oh, is that a conspiracy theory? Well, CNN says it is. You know, CNN says, Trump says, I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. Okay? And as I mentioned earlier, Hillary Clinton's spokesperson mocked Donald Trump on Twitter on Tuesday. And he said, even for a reflexive conspiracy theorist like Trump, this is pathetic and it's dangerous, too. Why is it dangerous? It's dangerous for them, not for you. It's dangerous for them if you know that they're rigging the elections and you understand how they're rigging the elections. Now, he says this is a conspiracy theory. Well, you know, Wired Magazine is a pretty left-leaning publication now, very heavily into the globalist, elitist, Democrat camp, and they had this article, which came out yesterday. America's electronic voting machines are scarily easy targets. That's not a conspiracy theory, folks. It is a demonstrated fact. We've seen it over and over again. I mean, years ago, and we've played these old clips. I mean, it's even in a 4-3 aspect ratio. It's so old. You've got a mainstream local news organization that has somebody come in, and I think it was up in Pittsburgh. I think it was Carnegie Mellon or some school like that. But they had a professor and two of his students come in, take over the voting machine, rig the elections. No matter who you picked, they said, okay, here's this voting machine, and they had like George Washington and John Adams or whatever. So you watch them make the selections, they make three votes, and then the machine prints out who was chosen. And they completely switched it around and then erased all evidence that it had been hacked. And as they point out in this Wired article, they said, well, you know, states have had plenty of warning. There was a damning report done by the Brennan Center for Justice about how voting machines were vulnerable. That was done last September. And they say, well, maybe they fixed it by now. It's like, no, they're not fixing it. They want it to be tamperable. Okay. That's what they want. I said, well, you know, you would think, even going back to the 2000 election, we had all the hanging chads and everything, the Bush Gore deadlock, you know. Well, what came out of that was something called Help America Vote Act, which is going to do just the opposite, folks. Whenever they come up with a bill, okay, like the Patriot Act, you know that it's going to be the most unpatriotic thing you've ever seen, okay? Well, the Helping America Vote Act actually helps them to take America's vote, really. It worked to phase out the use of punch card voting systems that were the focus of that, but then it moved to electronic voting systems, which solves the problems of a hanging chad, but it makes it even more vulnerable to manipulation, as we have shown over and over again. And as Wired Magazine points out, a lot of these systems even go back and use very old operating systems at their core that are very easily hacked. They point out Windows XP, for example, hasn't had a security patch since April of 2014. So it's been 2 years that this thing, it's not even really being supported by Microsoft anymore. And they point out that it's not just hypothetical. Late last summer, Virginia decertified thousands of insecure WinVote machines, okay, that's based on that operating system. We got a report here from John Rappaport. Another way that they're going to rig the voting system, and this isn't even the superdelegates, okay? You got to understand that the superdelegates were just part of it. Okay, these electronic voting machines are one of the worst things to come along in terms of honesty that we've seen in a long time. Now, in this report, John Rappaport is talking to Bev Harris, who we've interviewed many times here at InfoWars.com. She has a site called blackboxvoting.org. If you want to educate yourself about the many different ways that the election can be rigged, go to black box voting and look at it. She spells that out. We're going to spell out some of those ways when we come back to you. But the thing that triggered this all was North Carolina. You have to understand that where they sit right now, Clinton is at 47.3, Trump is at 47. All they have to do is flip a few things. And they said they're not going to allow, it's racist, to have voter ID in North Carolina. That's what Obama and Clinton judges said on Monday. That's why Trump is saying this system is rigged. We'll be right back.
Wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Here in the Austin studios. I'm going to take your phone calls in the next segment. If you want to call in, that number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you want to weigh in on the election or some of these other issues that we've talked about today, we're going to open up the lines for your phone calls. I just want to remind you also that we have extended the Sleeping Giant Mega Specials. That was that 28-hour broadcast that we did 1 week ago. We've extended that for you on three products, 40% off Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and 30% off DNA Force. We have also added store-wide free shipping. Check out the reviews of those products, especially the savings that you'll find on DNA Force. As we've mentioned before, that patented BioPQQ compound that is backed by 175 clinical studies is very difficult to manufacture, very expensive to produce. A 30% discount off of DNA Force is a huge savings off of one of our premier products for your health. And again, we thank you for your support, and we have extended these three products. We have to hold things back in reserve because we do have auto ship customers that we have committed to, so these cannot run too much longer. But you'll find those discounts off of Brain Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and DNA Force, as well as store-wide free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, real quickly, before we go to your phone calls, and I want to finish up on this voting rigging. This is an article by John Rappaport. He references Bev Harris at blackboxvoting.org, and he talks about something other than identifying the voters. So there's a lot of different ways that you can cheat. You can have people who are not legally registered as voters, and you can rig things there. You cannot ID people, which is what is in view with North Carolina. That's what Donald Trump was responding to directly, I believe, when he had these Democrat judges shut down a lower circuit judge decision. He did a 485-page decision talking about why it's okay to have photo IDs to identify voters. Okay. If that is racist, folks, and we had Attorney General Loretta Lynch say it is racist, then the Democrats are racist because they were checking our ID everywhere. The TSA is racist because you can't fly on a plane without showing your picture ID. All of the grocery stores and then any of the retail outlets where you cash your check, they're all racist because they also use photo ID to check people. There is nothing racist about checking photo ID. And when you say you don't want to do that, okay, you're trying to rig the system with illegitimate voters. So first part of making sure you've got honest elections is to identify the voters. The other part of it is to correctly record the vote. So we've talked about how that can be done. It's been demonstrated on live news media reports for many years how it's very easy to rig the actual voting process with electronic votes. Then the next thing is, how do you record those votes and report those votes? That's what this is about, this John Rappaport article. They're talking about a system called GEMS, okay, G-E-M-S. And it shows that a vote can be counted, one vote can be counted 25 times, another one only 1/1000th of a time, effectively converting some of those votes to zero. They say the report summarizes the results of the review of the GEMS election management system, which counts approximately 25% of all the votes in the United States. So you understand, if this is the totaling of the votes where they can rig it. So they can rig who votes, they can rig when you vote, and then they can rig the counting of the votes as it's being tabulated and reported. This tampering is not visible to election observers because, you know, it's electronic. That's the problem with these electronic machines. Even if you're standing in the room, even if you're watching the computer, because they are rounding these up or down, weighting these votes inside the computer. Who has this system? Well, it is being used in systems throughout Alaska, Connecticut, Georgia, Mississippi, New Hampshire, Utah, Vermont, and then in counties in Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming, and also Canada. I probably could have gone through a shorter list if I had read you the states that don't have it. Okay? But it's about 25% of the votes. So instead of a one, they can make it 1/2, or they can make it more than one. They can weight this through this reporting evidence. And this is very important because if the election is close, that's why we have to make sure that it is not even close. And we have some positive signs in that. As we're looking at this Hollywood Reporter story that was on the Drudge Report, how the anti-Hillary economy is exploding in merchandise and movies and in books, it shows that the people who are against Hillary are energized. We know we've had a record number of people show up to vote Republican, to vote for Trump. And Hillary Clinton's vote totals are way down from when she ran in 2008. And it has to be a landslide. You have to show up. It has to be a landslide. If it is close, like it is in North Carolina, if they rig it with the voter ID stuff, that's when she will win. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your phone call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the Austin studio. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. Patriot North Carolina wants to talk about voter ID because we just had this court case on Monday. The Obama administration was very excited about that. Two of the three judges who struck down North Carolina law, who overruled the district court judge, Thomas Schroeder, a Fourth Circuit ruling. And it was a 485-page decision back in April that upheld the law that was passed by North Carolina's representatives. But they don't like that. And you had Attorney General Loretta Lynch celebrating this ruling, shutting down North Carolina's law. She said this law was passed with discriminatory intent. She said it targeted African Americans with almost surgical precision, imposing stringent ID requirements, reducing same-day registration, and constraining out-of-precinct voting to place barriers between citizens and the ballot box. Look, these are the same people. And she goes on to say, the ability of Americans to have a voice in the direction of their country is fundamental to who we are. Okay, if you believe that, you wouldn't support the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is going to take away control of our economy, control of our laws, and put it in the hands of foreigners who are not citizens of this country in many cases who have never been here. They certainly don't live here, all right? You wouldn't support that. You wouldn't support the superdelegate system that you had. And if you really believed that IDs were racist, you wouldn't have used them at your Democrat National Convention, would you? Or everywhere else where we have an interaction with business or with government. And if it was targeting anybody, it was targeting the illegal aliens that you have brought in here that you now want to vote illegally. And, it's just absolutely amazing. And that's why Donald Trump said, hey, people can vote 10 times. Absolutely true. Here's an article from WorldNet Daily, and they're talking about California. This is back in May. This is an investigation that was done by CBS, KCAL Channel 9. They discovered hundreds of voters in Southern California who were dead, but still voting. In L.A. County alone, they had 215 vote from the grave. One guy passed away in Palmdale in 2003, John Sinkner. Yet records show that he was able to vote, even though he died in 2003. He voted in 2004, 2005, 2006, 2008, 2010. Another woman supposedly cast votes in 2014, 12, 10, and 8, even though she died in 6. Okay, she died not 6. So this is what we have here in the L.A. County Registrar. Says, well, we're taking out 1,200 to 2,000 deceased records from the database per month. Yet they found 212 of the 215 dead voters were still there. We're still voting, had been voting for many years. And as I've mentioned before, a close friend of my brother-in-law had this exact same thing happen to him. He went to North Carolina, where all you have to do is give him a name and an address, and they said, you've already voted. He said, it's not possible. And they said, yeah, another person at your address has already voted as well, your mother. And he goes, well, she's dead. Okay? He wouldn't come on and talk about it. He didn't want to be the person on there. That's why they said, hey, there's no incident of that happening in North Carolina, right? Here's another example, also from WorldNet Daily. This is James O'Keefe doing an undercover video. He goes to Michigan. So now, I've talked about North Carolina. This other story that was done was in California, in L.A. Here's one in Michigan. James O'Keefe, the guy who does Project Veritas undercover videos, he goes in and he gives them a name of a well-known reporter, Brian Dickerson of the Detroit Free Press. And they say, he says, do I need a license? He says, I don't have my wallet with me. I lost it over the weekend hunting. My license fell out of my wallet. He says, I didn't know I needed an ID. And so he said, oh, well, it's okay. Just sign this, fill it out front and back, sign the affidavit saying you are who you say you are and you can vote. And then he goes on and kind of he gives her the wrong name too. I forgot to say that. He said he lived on Marietta Street instead of Henrietta Street. Okay. She still gives him this affidavit, says, just fill this out. We'll be okay. And he says, I'm Detroit Free Press columnist Brian Dickerson. She appeared to be skeptical. She asks, you're not. You're Brian Dickerson? She says, so if you come in and vote as Brian Dickerson and another Brian Dickerson comes in, they can't vote. Are you his son? Says, nope, I'm the Brian Dickerson. She lets him do it anyway. She knows he's not Brian Dickerson. She lets him sign the affidavit, lets him vote. And that's the way this is going to roll. Let's talk to Patriot in North Carolina. Patriot, go ahead.
David, how you doing?
Doing good.
You're doing the state of North Carolina a great, great duty, my friend. Great state we live in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Except when it comes to the government. That's the issues of what they do with the government. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell everybody out there listening that North Carolina has a tremendous amount of illegal aliens in it. And
yes.
I keep telling everybody that I think North Carolina may be a battleground state this year.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's so close, you know, it'd be so easy for them to rig the election. And I think that Donald Trump is trying to send out a subliminal message to everybody, especially in North Carolina. If you look up the voter laws, I think it's GS-163, any citizen, registered voter, can go in and actually watch them count the votes in the precinct at any level of the state vote counting. So if we're really going to get in there and catch the corruption and see any kind of fraud, we need to be there that night. And you can actually challenge a voter that goes into a vote that you think is illegal. You can go into the precinct judge, make a verbal complaint, and then go to the county board within the 10-day period that they actually canvass the precinct.
And, I agree. Yeah, there are some things that we can do with oversight. It's difficult, though. when you don't have to provide voter ID. And North Carolina is a battleground state. It is a key state. It is going to be one of those states that the winner is going to have to win. And right now, it is essentially tied. I mean, you got a margin of error of 3 or 4 or 5% on these polls. Right now, the latest polls show Clinton at 47.3% and Trump at 47.0%. There's 0.3% difference between them. And this is a time when they say, hey, we don't need to have any photo IDs. And, you know, they've got extended periods where people can come in and vote. And so that's what Trump is saying. Hey, people could go in and vote 10 times. Somebody voted at least three times with my friend, right? They voted their vote. They voted my friend's vote. And then they voted his mother's vote. So that's not far off of the mark that can happen there.
Similar story to that. Actually, the election of Obama and McCain, I was running late. Maybe 2 minutes before the precinct was supposed to close, I pull up. You know, I'm running. I want to vote. Hit the door. Bam. Locked. I knocked on it, and all the blinds are shut. Nobody knows what's going on in there. They could be doing anything inside of this precinct. People need to be there. They need a document.
That's right.
Get it up to the high level. Can I make one more comment about the constitutional election process?
Sure.
If I were Donald Trump, I would go ahead and tell the mainstream media right now that he's not going to concede the night of the election. It's actually the first week of January when the Electoral College meets, and people can really know for sure who got the nomination for president. And it's going to be so close this year that I know there are a lot of unbound electors that could go even against their own party. So he would us a justice as a republic to not give up, never, ever give up. Don't give up until they actually count the real votes.
As what I've seen with the DNC, there are a lot of people, Democrats, who want fair and open elections as well. They didn't like the way this system was rigged by the DNC that was exposed. Well, we knew what was happening. But, you know, once you see the documents, once you see them talking about what they're going to do, that makes them very angry. And it is possible for someone who goes to the Electoral College to switch their votes. It actually happened with the Libertarian Party. You had Roger McBride, who was a producer for Little House on the Prairie. He actually was sent as a Republican elector, I think, from California. And he went to the Electoral College and voted for the Libertarian candidate. And, you know, that ends it as far as ever going back or ever doing anything with that party. But you can do that. And it was actually recorded. So if they get fed up enough with it, they could actually undo some of what happened. It remains to be seen if that's going to happen, though, because the people who typically do that are really party functionaries. Thank you so much, Patriot. Let's give some other people a chance to chime in. John in Minnesota. Go ahead, John. Oh, okay. He's gone. Chris in Georgia. Chris, go ahead.
Yes, hello. David, how are you doing?
Doing good.
All right, I think President Trump will win the election. Obama knows the people are too awake for him to cancel it. He knows Hillary will lose because he'll win the election in a landslide. But you and I know the polls are rigged. So my question is, do you think that people will fall for it and vote for her or avoid voting at all? Or do you think his supporters realize it and are not that dumb? And also, what if he is killed right after the elections? Do you think Pence will be able to take over as president? Because I don't know how that works since he won't be inaugurated yet.
Well, in terms of whether or not people are going to be fooled by what's going on, it remains to be seen. I think the vast majority of people are not fooled. I talked to a lot of people at the DNC who really didn't care what was revealed about Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, she could do anything, and they would still say she's trustworthy, honest, and brave, and wise, and I'm going to vote for her. She just, you can see the videos. Look at the people that I talked to. But there were also a lot of people that I talked to that were very angry about what had happened, and people who are issues-oriented. A lot of the Bernie supporters are that way. So I think that it's a mixed bag, and I think we're going to learn a lot more about Hillary Clinton, and we already know what's going on, but it's the releasing of the documents. And as I pointed out earlier in the program, we have William Binney saying, hey, the NSA has got this. We got 60,000 people in the intelligence community. They're upset. They're concerned. They're even concerned for their own safety. Any of those people could release that. You could have independent hackers who could release that information. The good news about Hillary Clinton is that she's not only crooked, but she's incompetent, okay? She can't protect her secrets. And it's very difficult even for competent people to protect stuff. We've seen massive hacks of all the federal employee databases. We've seen several hacks of the Federal Reserve where they went in and got the minutes where they're talking about whether they're going to raise interest rates or lower interest rates or whether they're going to increase or decrease the money supply. Information that could be used to play the market, to make money. So regardless of where you are, it's very easy for people to hack you. A determined person can get in there. And William Binney has actually said that. He said, hey, when I ask him, I say, you know, what can people do to protect their information? He goes, well, there's absolutely nothing you can do. If people are determined enough, they can get your electronic records. And that applies to people outside of the government as well as inside the government. So I think there's a lot of things that are going to break with Hillary Clinton between now and then. A lot of people are very concerned about her criminality. Who are outside of the core of the Democrat Party. Even within the core of the Democrat Party, as I've mentioned, at the DNC, there are people who are concerned about Hillary Clinton. There are people on the outside, the periphery, who had walked out, delegates who had walked out, protesters who went there, who were furious about what had happened. And I think the vast majority of Americans are going to be amazed at what is documented about Hillary Clinton, without question, between now and the election. Also, she does not want to debate. Everything she does is carefully managed by her her organization. She hasn't, it's been over, what is it, 220 days, I think she's had a press conference. Everything that she does is carefully soundbite tested and controlled by the people who control her. So once she gets into a debate, it's going to be an interesting contest, isn't it? Because Donald Trump has some certain trigger things that he's pretty thin-skinned about. She's going to try to trigger those things, but she is also not somebody who wants to think on her feet. So the debates, I think, are going to be very interesting. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland. O'Brien. Oh, okay. Lisa in New Jersey. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, David. I was an eyewitness to voter fraud in Jersey City, New Jersey. I was a restaurant manager, and one Saturday afternoon, all of the local kids were coming into the restaurant to buy a milkshake, and they all had $5 bills, and they were all happy and thrilled. And I didn't say anything. I just was making the milkshakes and listening to their conversations.
Crisp new dollar bills, right? $5 bills.
Huh?
Sorry, go ahead. They're probably crisp new $5 bills as well, right? I'm just joking, but go ahead.
Yeah. All the kids, so I didn't say anything. And I just said to a couple of kids, like, where did you get that money? And the kids were like, oh, the people outside is handing them out. Handing out $5 bills. I said, for what? You just give them your name and address, and they sign you up to vote for Obama, and they give you $5. I was like, really? And there was one girl, she was 14 years old. She had a brand new baby in a baby carriage, a baby stroller. Baby was a couple of months old, maybe 2 months old. This was summertime. She had a $10 bill because they signed up the baby to vote. So one kid said to the other kid, I told them, I'm too young. I can't vote. And they said to the kid, don't worry, we'll vote for you.
Yes.
So I didn't want the kids to see me calling the cops on my cell phone. I went into the kitchen and I called the police. And the police came and they said, there's nothing we can do about it. The only thing we can do is ask them to move to the other side of the street because they were right in front of the restaurant in Jersey City. So I contacted the head of the Republican committee at that time in Hudson County. And he said the same thing. We can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I said, they're buying the kids' names and addresses. They're going to go in. They're going to have people walking off the street and vote under these kids' names. And even the new baby was going to vote. This was back in 2008, right before the election, the summer, right before the election.
Well, and of course, you've got jurisdictions where they say they're going to allow illegal aliens to vote. People can come here illegally. They don't have citizenship. They've disobeyed our laws to come in here. And they're going to let them vote. You've got several jurisdictions on the left and the right coast who are going to do that. They don't even care about people who are in the country illegally who are going to vote illegally. And that's why I said I think that's what the North Carolina voter ID law was focused on. There wasn't any sudden surge of black voters in North Carolina. There's a sudden surge of people coming into this country who are not American citizens who are doing that. But you're right. They get them registered on the rolls, And then they know who they can go in and say, I'm so-and-so, and they've got plenty of days to do it because they don't have everybody vote on one day. I mean, Lisa, you've seen how they conducted elections in Iraq, right? When they had the first elections, they had it on one day, and they had everybody come in. When you voted, they put an indelible ink on your thumb so you couldn't vote a second time. It's very simple. But the simplest tactics of having paper ballots that people watch from both sides, of identifying the voters, of having everybody vote on that same day, those things work. That's why the Democrats shut them down, because they want to rig these elections.
Yes. This is the biggest issue, voter fraud, complete yes. voter fraud. And I saw who did it. All right, David, have a great day.
All right, thank you so much. Let's go to Justin in New York. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, David.
Hey.
Hey, I was just I'm looking at this state-by-state requirement map of the voter ID laws, and I find it quite find it a little more coincidental that many of the largely blue states, such as California and my home state of New York, have no ID required to vote whatsoever. But I was thinking, at least in terms of the electronic voting machines, where they're used at least, it seems like they could just make it so you had to authenticate, even if there's no ID required, you could authenticate yourself in some form or fashion, whether it's with the last four of your social, where you have to set up some sort of an account, like with a username.
I agree. We've got to go to break, and you're absolutely right. If they wanted to make electronic voting more secure, they could. They could have it set up so that you could validate looking secretly online to see how they recorded your vote. And you could do that with a lot of other people to do some kind of auditing, but they don't want that. They want to be able to rig the system. We'll be right back.
And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to try to get to as many calls as we can in this last segment of the show real quickly before we get back to our callers. I want to remind you that we have extended three products from our giant Sleeping Giant Mega Specials. We have 40% off Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and 30% off DNA Force. And that is a huge savings off of DNA Force. That is our premier product, and that is a big savings, 30% off of that. And we have store-wide free shipping. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Those specials are not going to last much longer because we have to take care of our auto-ship customers, but we extended it to 40% off Brain Force and 30% off both DNA Force and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, along with free shipping on everything else. Let's go back to our callers, Doug in North Carolina. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, certainly the two of us, you as a former North Carolina resident, myself as a current North Carolina resident. By the way, I live in the containment area for relocated Yankees, which I know will make you laugh because you know what that means.
Cary, North Carolina. Yeah.
Cary, North Carolina. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So you you certainly have been a resident of North Carolina within the last 5 years. So did you know that you can actually come back and vote?
Probably could, yeah. I guess around the country voting at various places, no problem, I guess.
Exactly. And, you know, this is what these conflicts are. And quite frankly, the last couple of callers, and certainly the lady that was talking about Jersey City, I'm not so convinced, David, that even the Republicans, while they passed this law for voter ID, I'm not so sure that they really want to change things all that much, because if that was the case, they would purge the voter list so that, that someone like you or someone like my weekend running buddy's sister, who has not lived here for the last 5 years, couldn't easily come back and vote in this state. And, you know, these conflicts, of course, one of the things about that law was that there was the motor voter registration. Well, then, okay, if that's the case, tell me that if you move into this state requires you to register your vehicle within, I think, the first 3 to 6 months, because obviously they want the taxes. Well, that automatically makes you a resident of this state, which then makes you a non-resident of the previous state in which you lived. These are some of the conflicts that go on, not just here in North Carolina, but certainly.
Well, you're absolutely right. If they wanted to change it, they could. And the Republicans do want to have this system propagated, just like they don't want to come after the criminal actions or the usurpations of power by Obama, because when they get a president in, they want to be able to run these executive orders themselves. They don't follow the Constitution, and they don't punish people who violate the laws, because they want to have that same access themselves. And so that's why they tolerate, on both parties, why they tolerate this type of corruption. You're absolutely right. I want to get to some of the other callers before we run out of time. Let's go to Edward in Arizona. Edward, go ahead.
Hey, David. Good to talk to you. Love all the products. Anthroplex, the Knockout, and the Brain Force. I take those all the time. But my main point was, this is a little bit off topic, although here in Arizona we do have voter ID. I love it. I feel very secure when I go in and vote. But I just wanted to get a message out to Alex, maybe through the Trump thing. He got 14 million votes in the primary. If we can get 11 million people to give $100, that's $1.1 billion. Maybe have a special T-shirt or something. I don't know. But then that would give him the mandate of the people. And the Bernie supporters would love that he totally gets all his money from grassroots. I think we need to organize something where we encourage 11 million people. And then also I wanted Trump to get...
Oh, we got about 5 seconds. Go ahead.
About NASA. I want to go to the moon. Enough of this climate change.
All right. I agree. That's Edward in Arizona. Thank you, Edward. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tonight for the Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.